We now have the privilege of sharing a reading from God's Word. Amen? If you would, open your Bibles with me. We will travel to the Old Testament, to the book of 1 Kings. 1 Kings and chapter 19. And I'll do a special privilege here for Elder Livesay. For those of you, raise your hand if you're wearing a watch today. I'd like for you to go ahead and take that off and put it in your pocket. Amen? Sabbath how long? All day. Sabbath all day. So we're going to let this brother preach. 1 Kings 19. Are you there, saints? Beginning in verse 11, the word of the Lord says, "And he said, Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains, and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the what, saints? In the wind, and after the wind an earthquake, but the Lord was not where? In the earthquake. Verse 12 continues, and after the earthquake a fire, but the Lord was not where? In the fire, and after the fire a still small voice. Verse 13 tells us, and it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle, and went out, and stood in the entering in of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him, and said, What doest thou here, Elijah? We are reminded in Isaiah 55:11, the Lord says that, So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. I am looking forward to seeing how God's word will not return void, but will prosper, Elder Livesay, today. Amen?